No, I think living here and working, I think it's also a little unfair that Indonesia is being singled out. It's a large country, it's a complicated country, it's a developing country. And even the best intention from central government cannot control every little part of the country. So it's a difficult task to inform everyone. And I don't think everyone in the rest of the world either are well informed about avian influenza. And there are really serious efforts being done to improve the situation. So from my perspective and standpoint, I think we see progress. Of course, Indonesia has gone through a tremendous change over the last 5-6 years with the decentralization and sort of eroding of the power from the top to the bottom and much more local autonomy. That is very positive in many ways, but it is difficult because there is not a clear chain of command where the top can order every grassroots level to do what they want, as they can in perhaps other countries. On the other hand, this decentralization and democratization has led to a very free press. That also means that the media and local people dare say things when things happen. And I think that is also one of the positive aspects, that a lot of information comes through ordinary people or local press media and local hospital workers.